Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
She tried to be the world's party planner for just 1 second. Just 1 second. But she didn't have all of the details.
Now, to be fair, I tried to do this with no research. I know probably the bare minimum that a radio host would know about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. So, and their romance. But I do love planning a party. So I threw together what I thought would be their perfect wedding day, picking like the first dance song and their entrance song. Little did I know that there actually was some kind of connection to AC/DC's TNT, which I freaking love for them. Makes me root for them even harder as a classic rock fan. But yes, I too noticed Abby's face as I was detailing the plans for Travis and Taylor's wedding. Like, you pauper, you commoner.
She was trying to.
How dare you suggest such ideas?
She was trying to be respectful, but the face don't lie.
Yeah. I was just listening to it. I'm like, this is just so not them. I mean, I will say the TNT thing being a shot in the dark is crazy because that's literally a part of their lore. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got like 20% of it, right?
20. I'll take it.
You were going to invite Blake Lively, which I feel like then deducts 10% from that. So, you know, a good 10% ain't too bad.
That was just wishful thinking and wanted to add a little drama. All right. So now you, the Taylor Swift stan, who knows all things Taylor and now all things Tavis. Their wedding is going to look like what, Abby?
Their wedding is not going to take place in these here United States. No, alas, it is going to take place in a secluded venue. I'm going to assume in a country none of us have heard of, maybe like Genovia or something.
Luxembourg.
Estonia, if you will. Maybe even going as far as Sweden. It is going to be at like the upper echelon resort of some unknown country we've never heard of, because it needs to be as private as all get out.
Only you would know this, and only Swifties would know the answer to this, but is there one destination that she has sung about in any of her songs that might give you an indication that, oh, she sang about Paris? I bet this is going to be in Paris.
She sung about Paris before, but it was in reference to somebody else. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say not Paris.
All right, so it's not going to be the States. Not even like, is it Martha's Vineyard or Rhode Island or wherever she has a house?
No, a lot of people think, oh, what if she did it at her house? I'm like, no, it's so obvious. It needs to be private. Like, this is going to be such a hush-hush event. Like, I'm sure that wedding invitation is going to come with an NDA.
Huh. She's going to leave Missouri for this, huh?
They're going to leave Missouri for Luxembourg.
Okay.
So it's going to take place at some private venue in middle of nowhere,
Lake
Estonia.
Lake Como, something like that.
I could see Lake Como, but I still feel like that's even too mainstream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just too out there. Like, they need to go somewhere where nobody will find them.
Like, so, like, the Kardashians had weddings in Italy, and then Jeff Bezos just had his wedding in Italy. I don't see Travis and Taylor doing Italy.
Like a Croatia or something a little bit, like, not as mainstream, something like that.
I feel like even Croatia's becoming too mainstream. And I also feel like she wants something kind of classic. Like, Taylor Swift is very Americana. She's very romantic. Like, she's going to want something that feels like a traditional wedding. And I feel like maybe Croatia is a little bit too old world. So whereas I could see her getting married in Lake Como.
Where does one go outside of America to find Americana?
Genovia.
Hey, there are a lot of other places in the world that feel like more like America than this one. That's going to be sometimes.
Mia Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia, is going to host Taylor Swift.
Got it.
For her wedding in Luxembourg.
Okay.
Anyway, so she's going to have a beautiful wedding somewhere private and secluded. I'm guessing next May. That's my prediction.
Oh, you even have a month picked out.
I think she's going to have her bachelorette party sometime in March or April, right before the wedding, and then they're going to get hitched next summer.
Just a real quick business thought I had, you know, because when the World Cup comes to a country, the economic impact in that country and that city is so big. Think about all the how much a country would benefit for her saying that this is where we're going to do this. The tourism. Oh my God. I mean, she can make millionaires overnight.
She needs to like pick a place that needs the tourism or like needs a little zhuzh or something.
I don't know, but she can make or break.
But yeah. Nobody will know till after the wedding has happened.
Well, right. Genovia has a thriving pear industry. Need some help. Anyway, so I think she's going to get married. I think she's going to wear a beautiful gown, probably by a designer she's worked closely with. I'm going to throw out Oscar de la Renta, maybe Nicole and Felicia, something very dramatic. I think she's going with a ball gown. And then, of course, for the reception, she'll do something a little bit more fitted, a little bit more sexy.
Okay.
And then I think for the wedding, I think Andy Reid, coach of the Chiefs, is going to officiate it because he was kind of one of the liaisons between getting them together because he was a close friend of Taylor's dad, Scott Swift, but he's also Travis's coach. So I could see him kind of being like the grandfather of it all and officiating this wedding. Now, in terms of walking down the aisle, what song she'll walk down to, she has a very close personal relationship with Stevie Nicks, who has also met Travis and his family. So I could see her walking down the aisle to an orchestral version of Landslide. Yeah, so I think she's going to walk down the aisle to Landslide. I think Stevie Nicks maybe even will sing it as she walks down the aisle. Might even be a close personal family friend. Stevie Nicks that does that for her. Now, in terms of their entrance song, I think you nailed it right on the head. I think it's going to be TNT. Taylor will do a little headbanging. It'll be great. Now, for their first dance song, I have a theory that Taylor is going to write a song specifically for them to do their first dance song to. It might be on TS13, what I'm predicting to be a wedding song album. But if I was going to pick one now, one that had to describe their relationship, I will say it is the song that they posted their engagement photo to, so high school.
You think she's going to do her first dance to one of her own songs?
I feel like if you're a musician, yeah. I feel like it'd be weird to dance to somebody else unless you have a song that you're like, that's our song. Like TNT, if there was an orchestral version to TNT, heck yeah.
It seems weird to me to dance to your own song. It seems very arrogant, and I don't see her as an arrogant person.
Well, I would tell the DJ don't play any of my music.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah. No, they got to play Love Story at some point. Like, yeah, that's iconic.
When I get married, I'm going to have them play nothing but air checks of the Burt Show. No dancing. We're all just going to sit around and listen to us.
Now, in terms of the bridal party, I think you were spot on with most of it, but you have to make sure that you get their best friends in there, like Ashley Avignon, the Heim sisters. And for Travis, one of his close friends is a guy named Ross Travis. He's got to be in there as well.
Okay.
They will be giving some speeches.
Gotcha.
And that's really it. Anything else you want to know?
Okay.
That's all I planned out.
What's the bouquet going to look like?
Oh, peonies. Duh.
What are her wedding colors?
I think she's going to choose something tasteful but unique. So maybe like a chartreuse.
Ew. What is chartreuse?
It's unique.
That yellow green, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's trendy.
You don't think she would do like all white?
I could see her doing an all white moment. Mm-hmm. Something very classic.
Maybe maroon.
These are all going to be things that you're going to be able to bet on online. Like that Kalshi website you were talking about the other day.
Yeah. And I'm going to win all of them. I will win every single one of them because I'm secretly the wedding planner. Ooh,
is she going to wear Louboutins, you think?
Duh.
Yeah. She'll do red bottom shoes because she wears those for her concerts, right?
She's going to wear the Lubies.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.